Slide whistle. Up and down the old slide whistle, garage door. My garage door makes that sound every time I go up and down. It was a little extra to get that that feature, but it was well worth it.
My garage door wouldn't close this morning. That was another problem I had.
Oh,
I had
my goodness.
I was halfway down the block, and I saw that it was going back up. I go, what?
Multiple issues.
Yeah, there was a bunch of snow stuck to the little rubber part on the bottom, and the sensor would see it when it was going up.
That sensor.
Kick it back up. So.
Dumb safety precautions.
Yeah.
At least it's not a mudslide.
That's true.
Friday, January 12th, 12th day of the year, 353 days left to go, 1904. We are your Henry Ford station. In fact, I play it. I don't know if you heard it. Jerry Reed, Lord Mr. Ford, yesterday on the All Request Lunch Hour.
I did hear that.
Henry Ford, not only did he build and invent automobiles in the horseless carriage, he also drove them and drove them at a high level because he set a new land speed record in one of his cars. He reached 91.37 miles an hour.
Wow.
1904, that's fast.
How? 100 and... Wasn't that by me again?
91.37 miles per hour. So that's over 91 miles an hour. That was fast for
at that time. That's amazing.
That's even fast for now. If I were to get my truck up to 91, I would feel a little uncomfortable.
Right on.
You have to be a straightaway and not have any other traffic around.
Right.
That would be unsafe to do that. Although there are people, I'm sure, on the freeways that drive over 90.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm driving 75 and they buzz past.
Oh, many
times.
And if
you do the math, you count the 1,000, 2,000, you can kind of figure out how fast they're going. 1943, the Office of Price Administration announced. Remember when we did the whole Freedom Fries thing?
Yes.
The invasion of Iraq in the early 2000s. And the
French,
Congress and people didn't want to call them French fries because the French did not support our invasion of Iraq, so we went with Freedom Fries.
Yep.
Well, something similar happened on this date for World War II, where instead of Frankfurters, which of course is clearly a German name and reference, and Wieners, that's Austrian, Vienna, Wieners, that's also from the block over there, the Axis powers, they decided to call Wieners victory sausages.
Well,
this date, 1943. Would you like what would you like to have on your victory sausage? I'm
relish,
sure for you it's going to be only mustard, no ketchup.
And onions.
1959, Berry Gordy founded Tamla Records.
Well, baby, won't you come to me?
The first record label owned by an African American, of course, who had become Motown Records. Here's is the first release of Tamla Records by Berry Gordy. The artist's name is Marv Johnson, and the song is Come to Me. It was a minor hit. Music history here on the Almanac on Bob FM. 1966, this was seen and heard on TV for the first time.
Yes, Commissioner.
You'll never guess who's on the loose. Your old arch enemy, the Riddler.
Good heavens.
Him again.
Then you come to headquarters right away.
It'll be a pleasure, Commissioner Gordon.
To the Batcave.
Batteries to power, turbines to speed.
It was Batman, the TV show. I didn't see it in first run, but by the time I was able to remember, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, it was in syndication in the afternoons on TV when we got home.
Yeah.
And that's a good trivia question right there. Who was the first villain on the very first Batman show, season 1, episode 1? It was the Riddler.
Frank Gorshin as the Riddler.
High Diddle Riddle is the name of that particular episode.
Riddle be this, Cape Crusader.
Yeah, it was 6:30, middle of the week. I'm almost sure was it Tuesday and Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And my dad,
because they did it back and forth because you had to stay tuned for the exciting conclusion.
Bat station, same bat time.
Correct. Boy Wonder.
My dad would close up the barbershop, and we had dinner at 6:30 every night, and that's when Batman came on. So it was a coup in our house when we talked Mom and Dad and let us watch TV. We'd roll it over to the doorway of the kitchen so we could watch it We only had one TV, like everybody else at that point.
Back in that day.
Super rich.
Super rich.
Right. And then we were able to watch Batman, and it's one of my great childhood memories.
It was very campy. It was campy, different than the Dark Knight of today, but it was fabulous. The colors, 1966.
For Christmas, you had to have a Batman.
The pass to Richardson. He has the ball. The game is over. The New York Jets are the world champions. They have upset the Baltimore Colts.
Joe Namath guaranteed it.
I remember watching that, too.
That's a pretty good guarantee. Kurt Gowdy on the call. It was Super Bowl III. It was the big, big upset. Joe Namath and the Jets over Don Shula, Earl Morrill, and John Unitas of the Baltimore Colts. 16-7, Super Bowl III.
Huge win.
It was shocking. Speaking of shocking, some of the things said on this show were quite shocking.
Now I suppose you're going to tell me that the black man has had the same opportunity in this country as you?
More. He's had more. I didn't have no million people out there marching and protesting to get me my job.
No, his uncle got it for him.
Oh, there was always Edith. Yeah. No matter what kind of stuff Archie would say, Edith would always be there to add a little, would it be brevity? Would that be a term that we could use to describe that? 1971, All in the Family debuted on this date. 75 this date.
So in the ninth coming of Super Sunday, the battle lines were clearly drawn. The youthful enthusiasm of the Pittsburgh Steelers matched against the Minnesota Vikings' glacial calm. Iron against Pittsburgh Steel.
Wayne Fassenda, Pittsburgh. He always said Pittsburgh. That's how he said it, Pittsburgh. And it was 16-6 was the final. The only Vikings touchdown was on a Matt Blair block punt.
Yeah.
And the Vikings lose.
Then we miss the extra point.
And that, right. Yeah. Fred Cox, what was up with that?
I don't know.
He didn't have I was watching that, and his kickoff went like 40 yards.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of range. Straight away, he didn't have a lot of range. No, I mean, kicking was different back then. But Super Bowl IX.
I had my problems with Fred Cox growing up.
Franco Harris, Pittsburgh running back, the MVP in 75. In 81, that, of course, would be the third of the four Super Bowl losses. Ah, the Carringtons. Quite the show. Dynasty premiered on ABC on this date in 1981. Boy, ABC had Dynasty and Batman on the same network.
Holy cow.
They've got a new Dynasty now on. I think it's on, is it on Fox?
It's a reboot. Reboot.
It's a reboot.
Didn't interest me.
1991, Congress voted to give President George Bush, the first Bush, the authority to use armed forces to move Iraqi soldiers out of Kuwait.
And
that was
did.
Back in 91. We did just that. Operation Desert Shield switched to Operation Desert Storm. In 98, Linda Tripp had some recordings.
First time I ever looked into his eyes close up and was with him alone, I saw somebody totally different than I had expected to see. And that's the person I fell in love with.
Yeah.
And that's the person that was there on the 4th of July. And that's the person that's been there at tender moments.
You know what Linda Tripp forgot to say there? For training and monitoring purposes, this phone call is being recorded.
Could be recorded, yes.
This phone call may be recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And I think that changed some of the rules. The government stepped in and changed some of the rules as far as recording people's phone calls without their knowledge. Because Linda Tripp was doing that with, and poor Monica Lewinsky, she thought Linda Tripp was a friend. That's a real friend right there.
Oh.
Right? Recording your phone conversations without the knowledge
without
of Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah.
This was the date that Linda Tripp handed over those tape conversations. Tapes and tapes and tapes. I mean, she had more tapes of these than I had tapes, mixtapes, when I was in high school of music.
Right.
It was just a huge box of these tapes involving Monica Lewinsky. Unlike Nixon, there were no missing dialogue tapes. There were no blank, like 17 stretches of 17 minutes. All the sordid details. The cigar and all this other stuff.
We're all there.
1998. And then 2003.
The music industry and fans around the world are mourning the loss of BG Maurice Gibb. He'd been in a critical condition since being rushed to hospital last week after collapsing at his Florida home.
He was one of the twins. Maurice Gibb, 2003, died 53. He was in the hospital with what they thought was routine abdominal surgery. He had a twisted colon or intestine or something. And he passed away unexpectedly while he was in the hospital. He was 53. And then his twin brother, Robin. Funning, you know, ironically also died of an intestinal issue.
Not much
as
later.
As twins. Yeah. No, well, it was quite a bit later. It was past 2010.
Oh, it was.
I think it was 2011 or 2012. That was more recent that Robin passed away. I'd have to maybe do a double check on that. But it may have been 10 years later. It'd been quite a while. But anyway, Morris Gibb, dead, one of the Bee Gees. Now let's move on to birthdays today. Wow, the amazing Kreskin is 83 today. I'm sure he's still dazzling people with his mental abilities and his magic.
Oh, sure.
But at 83, there's no way he can still be amazing. He's probably now the slightly above average Kreskin, yeah, don't you think?
I would think so.
So he's 83.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? Or look what the storm just brought. Thank God for kids.
There's a guy with a pretty good beard.
One of the best.
He didn't have it in his early days, and then he kind of went mountain man on him. Left him.
Steve falling
Sanders,
out.
Yeah, Steve Sanders replaced him for a few years, and then they brought him back. William Lee Golden. He looks a little bit like Chewbacca. William Lee Golden, baritone for the Oak Ridge Boys, is 79 today. How about Rebecca Howe from Cheers?
Sam Malone, I want you to get ready for the most exciting night of your life.
That's that episode. You know, Sam had always been, you know, trying to hit on Rebecca.
Right.
And then he comes over to her apartment. She's
let's
a wreck.
Make it last.
She's in an old pink robe and all just right. All drunk and smoking and just an absolute hot mess. Not even hot. That's a good episode.
Just
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
We're talking about Kirstie Alley. She is 67. It's funny that Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern both share the same birthdays.
Really?
Two big national radio personalities that started local and then, of course, just absolutely exploded. Rush Limbaugh is 67. Howard Stern, TV and radio personality, 64 today. Neil, you're going to want to turn your headphones down for this.
I've already...
Turn your headphones down.
He is going to go to Pearson. He got it. Touchdown!
It's Gary Bender on the call.
Cheater. Cheater.
Here comes the whiskey bottle.
He just threw the ball.
For God's sakes, would you turn the page? It's time to focus more on more recent issues in 98 and 09. Drew Pearson is 67. Now, he caught a ball, a play or two before that was questionable whether it was in bounds, right?
Right.
You remember that?
I do.
And they didn't have replay back then.
No.
Did he push off? Did he not push off?
Clearly.
The video is actually inconclusive. If you look at it with a more arbitrary eye.
I don't think it's inconclusive.
It is. There's no clear. It's grainy video for one. And
you've seen the same one I have.
Yeah. See, you're looking at it because you watched it live.
Right.
And you have preconceived notions. You see what you want to see. But Drew Pearson is, they probably wouldn't even call that. They probably would have called it today because they call it so much tighter.
Yeah,
but again,
do.
Remember, this is 1975.
Yeah.
So Drew Pearson is 67.
Say you're having trouble figuring me. I don't believe I'm such a mister.
Ricky Van Shelton, one of our guys. He is 66 today. They called him the human highlight film.
Dominique fires outside, goes after it. Whoa!
Well, Kevin McHale made a classic mistake. The Celtics, if
you got to box out Dominique Wilkins. He takes a 20-footer, and then you don't box him out, and he misses. And he'll take it right to the rack.
Right.
That guy could get up. I mean, some of his dunks were unbelievable. He is 58 today.
Yeah, he had serious ups.
Played for the Atlanta Hawks. Rob Zombie of the group White Zombie, 53 today. I know you have a number of, not all of them, but a number of their albums. White Zombie.
Zero.
Rob Zombie, 53.
I know. It's just boys and their bachelor parties. It's gross.
You're right. It is gross.
Not to mention, it's pathetic.
It's very pathetic. That's from The Hangover. You remember that? Ed Helms and his wife?
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Harris played Stu's wife. Stu was the one who got his tooth knocked out, and then he ended up marrying a woman that he wasn't supposed to, and then something happened in the one in Bangkok that was awful, and then he got the Mike Tyson tattoo. All bad things happened to the dentist, Stu, when he was married to Rachel Harris, who was not a good woman to be married to, if you remember how she was depicted in The Hangover. 50 today for Rachel Harris.
Double XL. Double XL, don't call me on the phone, just ring my dinner bell.
Now, is that double XL tall or regular?
Double XL, I'm a lean, mean.
Keith Anderson, happy birthday. He's 50 today, along with Rachel Harris.
All right.
And one of the Spice Girls, she was Sporty Spice. Some people always called her, also called her Mel C, because there's a Mel B.
Yep.
She's the one who's the America's Got Talent judge. This is Mel C, Sporty Spice. And those Spice Girls are getting up there. 44 for her today.
All right. On the gone but not forgotten category, author Jack London, who read White Fang while they were in school?
Oh, we did. So. I think we had to do a diorama of White Fang, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Jack London penned that and some others. The Seawolf, and some more. 1876. Country Music Hall of Famer. Father to actor John Ritter. We're talking Tex Ritter.
My deck of cards serves me not only as a Bible almanac, but also a prayer book.
Deck of cards.
I knew because I was that soldier. That's how the Wink Martindale version ends, but I don't think Tex Ritter had a version that ended that way.
No. There he is. He was born on this day, 1905. Actor and Country Music Hall of Famer. Academy Award-winning actress Louise Rainier was born on this day, 1910. This lady lived to be 104.
Hey.
And she was the first actress ever to win Oscars in back-to-back years.
Almost as old as Abe Vigoda.
Very, very similar. 1937 for The Great Ziegfeld, and then 1938 for The Good Earth. Pretty impressive. Lived to 104, born on this day, 1910. Did you ever meditate with Indian spiritualist Maharishi Yogi?
I was supposed to fly to India. I was going to go to New Delhi, and something happened with the flight. De-icing machine was out, so we couldn't go.
You could have played the sitar and then meditated with Yogi. He introduced the program to the Beatles, and he was born on this day, 1917.
I was more of a boo-boo guy.
Yeah, there you go. What about former Marine Corporal Ira Hayes? Johnny Cash did a song about him. He was there. He was one of the U.S. Marines in the famous photograph of the raising of the flag, the American U.S. flag on Iwo Jima during WW2, and then, of course, had the problems and Drunken Ira Hayes, the song goes on, 1923, for Corporal Ira Hayes. Country Music Hall of Famer, the Cherokee Cowboy, Ray Price.
Lay your head upon my pillow.
Now that audio is from him at Farm Aid 2011.
Wow.
He's 85.
Yes.
Sounds just like, almost just like the original recording.
Hear the whisper.
And he performed almost right to the end.
Yeah, he did. One of the greats, for sure. One of the greatest voices of all time, you got to believe, in country music. The great Ray Price, 1926. He had some classic battles with Muhammad Ali in the squared circle. We're talking about International Boxing Hall of Famer Smokin' Joe Frazier, born on this day, 1944.
You can't say Joe Frazier without doing it like Howard Cosell. Joe Frazier. You just can't say it without saying it like Howard Cosell.
Not mine. Smokin' Joe Frazier, 1944. An Orleans singer. He was a lead singer. Gave us Still the One and some others.
With Me, which was a almanac reference not too long ago.
Yeah, they were not one-hit wonders. They had several.
Love Takes Time. Those are their three big hits.
Guy's name is Larry Hoppin. lead singer for, or one of the singers for Orleans.
And that that song, he is hopping. That's a hopping song.
That's a great tune. You're Still the One. He was born on this day in 1951. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Did you get any fact-checking?
You were right. It was 1912 when Robin passed on.
2012.
What did I say?
1912.
No, that would have been the year of the Titanic.
Yeah, you're thinking,
which I watched a special on that.
Which
last
I think
night.
I think that's how the Bee Gees originally got over here from the Isle of Man.
They might have.
They crossed the Atlantic in the Titanic. Oh, there you go.
But anyway, yeah, 2012.
That is what we call the Bob Almanac. Hey, if you go on mybobcountry.com, we've got a new button now on the homepage for the Almanac. I demanded it, and we got it.
Nice.
So you know. Stand your ground. Good things happen. Bob FM.
Yeah. No matter what you do or say.